Welcome to Destination East County with your hosts, Rebecca Williamson
and Jonathan Getz, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County includes the Lilac Festival, an extreme hiking challenge, live music at local wineries, and a street fair with carnival rides.
Plus, we'll tell you about coming attractions, including Julian Gold Rush Days, Sweet Pea Day, A Taste of Julian, a harp concert, a harmonica festival, and Easter events, including an extravaganza at Santee Lakes and a bunny train ride at the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum in Campo.
So stay tuned for all of these events and many others.
Fort Cross Old-Timey Adventures in Santa Isabel invites you to savor springtime at a lilac festival on March 25th and 26th. Stroll through organic, sweet-smelling lilac groves in the mountains near Julian, or hop on a hayride to enjoy views on a scenic nature loop. Plus, you'll find an array of unusual activities reflecting the community's rich pioneer heritage. Jesse Cross, Dance Caller and Music Man, will play live music and lead any willing participants through square dancing and hootenanny dance steps. Listen to a lively hoedown or pick up an instrument. You can also try your skill at tomahawk throwing, visit a petting zoo, get your face painted, make a fairy garden, paint a flower vase to keep, and dip your own lilac-themed candle the old-fashioned way. Potted lilacs and fragrant lilac stems will be available for purchase. For full details on the Lilac Festival, you can visit fortcross.com.
Are you up for a rugged climb? You're invited to participate in an extreme hiking challenge at El Capitan and Lakeside, one of the most difficult trails locally, on March 25th from noon to 7 p.m. You can hike all or part of the trail with the ranger. Bring a gallon of water and snacks, wear sturdy shoes, a hat and sunscreen for this tough 12-mile hike to the top of El Cajon Mountain, also known as El Cap, where you'll find spectacular panoramic views. The trail includes several thousand feet of elevation, gain and loss, with some steep and slippery sections. Please RSVP by calling 619-561-0580.
Jim Earp, a fingerstyle guitarist, will perform original material in a Hawaiian slat key meets Celtic guitar vein on Saturday, March 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the San Pasquale Winery Tasting Room in La Mesa's downtown village. He will also sing a host of songs from The Police to 70s folk rock, Ala Neil Young, and James Taylor. For details, visit sanpasqualewinery.com.
The Catherine Cloward Band will present a live musical performance at Wineworks in La Mesa on Saturday, March 25th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Wineworks is located at 8167 Center Street in La Mesa. For more information, visit lamesawineworks.com.
On Sunday, March 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the 21st Annual Rolando Street Fair will be held on Rolando Boulevard, south of El Cajon Boulevard. The event includes over 130 vendors with handcrafts, food, carnival rides, and kids' activities. Live music bands will include Len Rainey and the Midnight Players, Trey Tosh and the band called Life, The Routine, Paul Cannon, Iron Sagewood, and Cassidy and the Music. Nearly 15,000 people attend this family-friendly event each year. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
Julian Gold Rush Days celebrates the discovery of gold in this mountain community and invites visitors to learn more about its history with a weekend of entertainment, including gold panning, tomahawk throwing, candle dipping, and more on April 1st and 2nd. Located at the Julian Mining Company in Winola, the old-fashioned mining camp will offer reenactors, an arts and crafts market, food and drink, petting zoo, pony rides, and plenty of family fun. For more information, visit juliangoldrushdays.com.
The San Diego Harp Society will present this annual concert featuring young local harp players at the Mission Trails Regional Parks Visitor Center on Sunday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. Seating is first come, first served. For more information, visit mtrp.org.
Every year on the first Saturday of April, the Anza Borrego Desert State Park attracts storytellers from all over the globe to compete in the annual Peg Leg Smith Liars Contest. This year's event will be held on April 4th. Thomas L. Smith, better known as Peg Leg Smith, in the 1800s was a mountain man, prospector, and spinner of tall tales. Legends regarding his lost gold mine have grown through the years, and countless people have searched the desert for its fabulous wealth. The mine could be within a few miles of the monument. All comers are welcome to enter the contest. Sign up is on the arrival at the contest site, which is held at the Peg Leg Smith Memorial, about 7 miles east of Borrego Springs along Route S-22. Specifically, the storytelling contest takes place on Henderson Canyon Road, 1,000 feet north of Peg Leg Road. Presentations are done in order of sign-up. Stories should be no more than 5 minutes in length, another little joke. Tall tales should be about the lost gold and or Peg Leg Smith. Costumes and other original touches are always appreciated by the crowd and judges. For more information on this annual contest, visit peglegsmith at desert.com.
Lemon Grove Historical Society's next History Alive event will present three members of the Chosen Few, veterans from the Battle of Chosen during the Korean War, a 17-day battle fought in sub-zero weather against all odds. You can hear their stories and see artifacts from the battlefield on April 6th at 7 p.m. in the H. Lee House Cultural Center, 3207 Olive, Lemon Grove. For more information, you can call 619-460-4353.
It's Sweet Pea Day at Summers Pass Farms in Flynn Springs on Saturday, April 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can cut your own bouquet starting at 11 a.m. until the beautiful blooms are gone. You're invited to weave through a towering sweet pea maze in full glory. You can also picnic on a grassy area or enjoy live music in the coffee bar's shady pavilion while savoring springtime in East County. For details and directions, visit summerspassfarms.com.
The Hamul Kiwanis Club is revving up for its 9th annual Hot Rod and Chili Cook-Off on April 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Pio Pico Thousand Trails in Hamul. Guests can savor chili cooking, check out classic hot rods, cool off in a beer garden, or vie for prizes in drawings and a silent auction. For more information, you can visit hamulkiwanis.org.
The 9th annual Taste of Julian will be held on April 8th, serving up a rural dining adventure. Taste of Julian is a self-guided culinary tour of unique restaurants, wineries, and breweries. For tickets and details, visit julian.com.
Looking for a new way to celebrate the Easter holiday with your family? Hop aboard the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum's Bunny Train, complete with a train ride, a visit from the Easter Bunny, and an Easter egg hunt as you travel through our beautiful back country. Bunny train rides are available on April 8th, 9th, and 10th with several departure times. You can purchase tickets at the Campo Depot. For details, visit the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum at psrm.org.
The City of Santee and Santee Lakes present the 14th Annual Spring Extravaganza at Santee Lakes Recreation on Saturday, April 15th from 9 to 3 p.m. at Lake No. 5. Kids of all ages can enjoy a variety of games and activities, including carnival rides, pony rides, a petting zoo, inflatable jumps, spring crafts, and live entertainment by Prince Primo DJ. Egg hunts run continuously during the event on Egg Hunt Island for children ages 4 through 8 and in the Egg Hunt Basket for those ages 3 and under. Parents, please be sure and bring a child's basket for all those eggs. Food will be available on site, or families are welcome to bring a picnic of their own to enjoy at the park. For details, visit SanteeLakes.com.
The 18th annual Spring Harp Fest, showcasing harmonica players' musical jam fests, will be held on Saturday, April 15th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Harry Griffin Park in La Mesa. Donations from this event are used to purchase harmonicas for local schools. Get the lineup of talent scheduled at springharpfest.org.
That's all for this week.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County!